American Caesar, Douglas MacArthur, 1880 to 1964, by William Manchester. Dedication to the 29th Marines, 3,512 landed on Okinawa April 1, 1945. 2,821 fell in 82 days, the highest price ever paid by a U.S. Marine Corps regiment in a single battle. Go tell the Spartans, thou who passest by, that here, obedient to their laws, we lie. Simonides at Thermopylae. Caesar was not and is not lovable. His generosity to defeated opponents, magnanimous though it was, did not win their affection. He won his soldiers' devotion by the victories that his intellectual ability, applied to warfare, brought them. Yet, though not lovable, Caesar was and is attractive, indeed fascinating. His political achievement required ability, in effect amounting to genius in several different fields, including administration and generalship, besides the minor arts of wire-pulling and propaganda. In all these, Caesar was a supreme virtuoso. Arnold Toynbee. Not a simple man, said of MacArthur by a Japanese statesman to John Gunther, 1950. Author's note. Officers' ranks change during their military careers, and attempts to keep track of their promotions merely confuse the reader. In this work, therefore, ranks are omitted unless essential to an understanding of a passage. In the absence of designations to the contrary, the general, when thus capitalized, always refers to Douglas MacArthur. George C. Marshall's Christian name is used to distinguish him from Richard J. Marshall, MacArthur's World War II Deputy Chief of Staff. Tenses present a similar problem of clarity. To avoid tortuous excursions into the miasma...